So let's dive into this. After a 14-year break, the Melbourne Motor Show is back. And honestly, it's huge news for Australia, right? This isn't just some small exhibition. It's sprawling across 20,000 square metres, with more than 120 stands and over 300 cars on display. It's massive.
Yeah, I mean, that scale alone puts it right up there as the biggest auto show in Australia. And mate, it's not just about showing off cars. It's a message, isn't it? Like we're saying, hey, the Aussie automotive scene is alive and kicking.
Exactly. I was reading this quote from Giles Belcher, you know, MG Australia's COO. He said that shows like this are key for bringing exciting vehicles to market and engaging directly with fans. And really, you kind of get that sense that manufacturers are betting big here, using this platform to showcase their latest innovations.
Yeah, like, this isn't just for gearheads either. It's a chance to see how Australia connects to that global automotive ecosystem. You know, we've got players like Tesla and Geely alongside local re-engineered models. It all ties together.
Totally. And you can't ignore the timing. With so many major electric and hybrid models, we're seeing innovation at its peak. This return feels like a defining moment, both for how we showcase cars and for how Australians view the future of the industry.
Yeah, and you gotta ask, after 14 years off, what's prompted such a comeback? It feels like Aussie car culture itself has evolved, you know? Back then, it was more about traditional makes. Now, it's a mix of cutting-edge EVs and those uniquely Australian staples like the D-Max Blade.
Right, and isn't it just fascinating how it's gone from being dormant to this all-encompassing, high-energy event? Anyway, and speaking of that energy, the lineup this year is nothing short of spectacular. It's a mix of heavyweights and fresh faces. One of the biggest highlights, hands down, is the global debut of the 2025 MG QS, a seven-seater SUV launching with a turbo petrol engine and, later, a plug-in hybrid option. What's interesting is how it's positioned as a cut-price rival to the likes of the Toyota Kluger and Hyundai Palisade.
Yeah, cut price shouldn't mean cutting corners, though. I mean, if MG plays it right, this thing could be a major disruptor. It's all about value, and Aussies are suckers for a good deal when it comes to family cars, right?
Exactly. And MG isn't the only one making waves. Geely's Australian debut of the EX5 is worth noting. That's a fully electric model that highlights how brands like Geely, BYD and GWM are pushing ahead in the EV game. They're really carving out space in a market that's still catching up on affordable electric options.
Oh, no doubt. And it's wild to think about how quickly that shift's happening too. Like, 5 years ago, most Aussies hadn't even heard of Geely. Now their cars are right there alongside Tesla at this show.
Tesla, of course, is always a headliner. The facelifted Model Y, and you're going to love this, the left-hand drive Cybertruck are both making appearances. And let's be real, the Cybertruck is such a cultural moment. Are people going to buy it, or is it just here for the buzz?
Mate, it's all buzz, and I love it. But beyond Tesla, you've got Kia stepping up big time. I mean, they're showcasing the Tasman Ute for the first time before its July launch, alongside a slew of EVs like the EV3 and EV5. Kia's really making noise on the electric and hybrid front lately.
Exactly. And they're not alone. BYD is showcasing their Celion 7 EV and the Shark 6 plug-in hybrid Ute. Not to mention there's the GWM Tank 300 diesel alongside hybrid options like the Canon Alpha. It's clear hybrids and EVs are dominating the headlines this year.
Yeah, which says a lot about where the industry's headed. This show isn't just about what's available now. It's setting the tone for where we're going. It's kind of exciting, isn't it?
Totally. And really, this blend of affordability and innovation is exactly what we need in Australia. But there's still so much more to explore. Absolutely, Brody. It's that mix of innovation and accessibility that's really setting the tone. And speaking of accessibility, what struck me were the incredible interactive experiences this year. I'm talking about the Kids Zone with the Hot Wheels track, Lego challenges, and even racing simulators. Honestly, it feels like they wanted to make car culture something the whole family can enjoy.
Yeah, mate. It's not just for the diehard petrol heads anymore. I mean, imagine being a kid and building your own Lego car, then racing it right there at the show. That's got to leave a lasting impression, right? And it's not just about kids. Those simulators are my kind of fun. I'd probably still jump in line for a go.
Exactly. And on top of that, you've got all these aftermarket and lifestyle stands, over 80 of them, including brands like Hot Wheels, Red Bull, and even Lego. It's such a smart move. Broadening the appeal brings in a wider audience, not just the buyers or industry folks, but people who love cars in different ways.
It's that lifestyle element that stands out. You've got these exhibits that say, hey, owning a car is about more than just driving. It's about the memories, the fun, and even, yeah, the thrill of customizing your ride. And speaking of that, some of the electric and hybrid setups, like that electric fire truck, are just plain fascinating. It's showcasing innovation where you'd least expect it.
Totally. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Events like this kind of prove that physical auto shows still pack a punch. In this age where everything's streaming or online, people still want hands-on experiences. They want to see, touch, even smell the vehicles and immerse themselves in it all.
Yeah, there's a kind of magic in being there. You look at the turnout, the energy. It's a reminder that car culture is still so rooted in the community. People need these moments, you know, to feel connected to something bigger, to share memories with their families and, well, just have a bit of fun.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes this revival so successful. It's not just about the cars. It's about celebrating what they represent. Innovation, community, and yeah, some good old-fashioned fun.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So, whether you're there for the Teslas or the Lego cars, this show's brought something for everyone. And that's its superpower, I reckon.
Well, on that note, that's it for today. It's been a blast diving into the revival of the Melbourne Motor Show. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on the Aussie Car Brief. Bye for now.